Hello.
Hello.
Yes, good evening. My name is Tony, calling from Opinion Research. And we're conducting a public opinion survey on state and national issues. Your answers are anonymous and confidential, and your opinions are very important to the success of the survey. Are you registered to vote as a Republican in Maryland, sir?
Yes.
Okay. All right, sir. Now, how likely are you to vote in Maryland Republican primary election for U.S. Senate in a couple of weeks? Would that be definitely will vote? Likely will vote or may not or will not vote?
Definitely will vote.
Okay. All right, sir. I'm going to read you the names of several individuals. After I mention each one, I would like you to tell me if you recognize the person. If you do, I would like you to tell me if you have a favorable or unfavorable or neutral opinion of that individual. Okay. The first one will be Robin Picker. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, neutral, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Neutral.
Okay. All right. What about Chris Chaffee?
Neutral.
Larry Hogan.
Neutral.
And Donald Trump.
Favorable.
Very favorable or just somewhat favorable?
Very favorable.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Speaker Hogan, Chaffee, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay. All right, sir, and if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Would that be Robin Picker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chaffee, or someone else?
Wait. Didn't you just ask me that?
Yeah, but they want to make sure if you're going to vote for them. Okay, I have Mo Bocaret, Lori Friend, John Marik, or Levin Sayon.
Right.
These are the rest of the candidates. Yes.
Yeah, it would be one of the ones you just named.
Mo Bocaret?
No.
Lori Friend. Okay, Lori Friend. All right, thank you, sir. All right, sir, and do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Ukraine? Would that be a strongly support, somewhat opposed, or strongly opposed?
Somewhat support.
Okay, and then do you support or oppose U.S. aid to Israel?
Strongly support.
All right, now, when you are deciding who to vote for, how important are the following issues to you? Okay, securing and protecting our southern border, would that be very important, somewhat important, not too important, or not at all? What about economic issues, inflation, family budget, and debt?
Very.
Job creation and economic development?
Somewhat.
Energy independence for this country?
Very.
Okay, and being a candidate who supports Donald Trump?
Somewhat
important. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senate candidate Robin Picker. Okay, after each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, okay, if it makes no difference to you. Robin Picker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Picker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Picker, or it makes no difference to you?
More likely or less likely. It makes no... Well, remember I said somewhat on the previous one, so...
Yes, sir.
I guess I should say more likely. I'll say more likely.
Okay. On a candidate who supports Donald Trump, right? So very important?
Yeah, I said somewhat important.
Okay, so you wanna change it to very important?
No. I said
okay,
somewhat
important
on the previous one. Now you didn't give me somewhat more likely. You just gave me more likely or less likely or nothing. So I can't say
nothing.
Okay.
Okay, on the first one, Robin Ficker is a strong supporter of Donald Trump. As a senator, Robin Ficker will actively help President Trump enact his agenda. Okay, I ask you, much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, or much
somewhat,
less likely?
Somewhat more likely.
What about the Robin say he's running for Senate to fight for conservative Republican values? Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? Much more likely, somewhat less likely, or much less likely, or no effect on your decision?
No effect. Those words don't mean anything to me.
Okay, Robin Ficker will use his position as U.S. Senator to fight to secure our southern border. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Ficker? But that's, you know, much more likely, somewhat less likely, or
somewhat.
Much less likely.
Yes, somewhat.
Okay, somewhat. Okay, thank you, sir. All right, sir, now I'm going to read you a bit of information about U.S. Senator Larry Hogan. Okay, after each, please tell me if this information makes you more likely or less likely to vote for him, or if it makes no difference to you. Larry Hogan is a strong opponent of Donald Trump. Hogan is doing everything he can to stop President Trump. Okay, does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or it makes no difference to you?
Well, less likely.
Somewhat less likely or much less likely?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. As a governor, Larry Hogan locked down businesses, schools, and other activities during much of the pandemic, while other Republican governors kept their states open. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or makes no difference to you?
Less likely to vote for him.
Much less likely or just somewhat less?
Much less. Yeah.
Okay, then the last one says Larry Hogan says he's running for Senate not to serve one party but to stand up for both parties. Does this make you more likely or less likely to vote for Hogan, or that makes no difference to you?
Less likely.
Somewhat less or much less?
Somewhat less.
Somewhat less. Okay. Thank you, sir. All right, sir, and I'd like to ask you once again if the May 2024 Republican primary election for United States Senate were held today, for whom would you vote? Robin Ficker, Larry Hogan, Chris Chafee, or someone else?
Someone else.
Okay, thank you. All right, sir, and then generally, would you describe yourself to be a moderate Republican or a conservative Republican?
Conservative.
All right, and would you say you are very conservative or just somewhat conservative?
Very conservative.
All right, sir, and the last few questions are just for statistical purpose only, and will assist us greatly in analyzing your responses, okay? Into which of the following groups do you fall? Are you 18 to 39, 40 to 49, 50 to 59, or 60 or older?
60 or older.
Okay. All right, sir, this was the last question. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time and your participation, and you have a great evening. Thank you for your opinion.
Hey, you too. Thank you. Thanks for calling. See you.
All right. Bye. Bye-bye, sir. Thank you.